Yes, indeed. It is time for the good stuff, and we're happy to be with you. We've got some good things lined up. First off, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, because that's what ranchers read, you know. If I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all so much information, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all in one single source. Wouldn't you want to be receiving that? Wouldn't you want to have your coffee and mull over all the information during these cold winter months? You can do that. Go to tsln.com and get your subscription coming to you today. Tri-State Livestock News.
Ron Jeffries and the crew at the Black Hills Stock Show have some new things for you this year at Bullfighters Only on February 1st. Great concert lineup with Ian Munsick coming up February 7th. And, of course, his guest is Colby Acuff. The Ranch Rodeo is February 4th. Western Art and Trade Show going on and sale and all kinds of things. So some new events at the Black Hills Stock Show, and you can find out more. BlackHillsStockShow.com. That's coming up January 31st through February 8th in Rapid City. This was something sent into the good stuff from Rhonda Stearns, and it's kind of the rest of the story type thing. Back in the 1950s, there was a well-known radio host, comedian, and songwriter in Hollywood named Russ Hamblin, who was noted for his drinking and womanizing, partying, and all that. One of his bigger hits at the time was, "I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women." And along came a young preacher holding a tent revival. Hamblin had him on his radio show, presumably to poke fun at him. And to gather more material, Hamblin showed up at one of the revival meetings. Early in the service, the preacher announced, "There's one man in this audience who's a big fake." There were probably others who thought the same thing, but Hamblin was convinced that he was the one the preacher was talking about. Some would call that conviction. But he was having none of that. Still, the words continued to haunt him until a couple of nights later he showed up drunk at the preacher's hotel door around 2 a.m., demanding that the preacher pray for him. But the preacher refused, saying, "This is between you and God, and I'm not going to get in the middle of it." But he did invite Russ in, and they talked until about 5 a.m., at which point Russ dropped to his knees and with tears cried out to God. But that is not the end of the story. Russ quit drinking, quit chasing, quit everything, and was fun, and began to lose favor with the Hollywood crowd. He was ultimately fired by the radio station when he refused to accept a beer company as a sponsor. Hard times were upon him. He tried writing a couple of Christian songs, but the only one that had much success was "This Old House," written for his friend Rosemary Clooney. As he continued to struggle, an old friend named John took him aside and told him, "All your trouble started when you got religion," and asked if it was worth it all. Russ answered simply, "Yes." Then his friend said, "You liked your booze so much, don't you ever miss it?" And the answer was, "No," John said. "I don't understand how you could give it up so easily." Russ's response was, "It's no big secret. All things are possible with God." To this, John said, "That's a catchy phrase. You should write a song about it." And as they say, the rest is history. The song that Russ wrote was, "It Is No Secret." It is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he will do for you with arms wide open. He'll welcome you. It's no secret what God can do. By the way, the friend was John Wayne, and the young preacher who refused to pray for Russ Hamblin was Billy Graham. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, here's my presidential quote on the subject of character. "Let us rather run the risk of wearing out than rusting out." Theodore Roosevelt.
Wearing out rather than rusting out.
That's right. Words of wisdom. Talk about character.
Since the inauguration is Monday, do you have another one of those?
I do. Theodore Roosevelt. "Again, I have never in my life envied a human being who led an easy life. I have envied a great many people who led difficult lives and led them well." Let's give everybody an Irish proverb for the day. "A change of work is as good as a rest." I think I have to agree with that. And one day, a man showed up at the office wearing a pair of new shoes made of turtle skin. When a co-worker asked him how he liked them, he replied thoughtfully, "Well, they're the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn, but I do have an unusual problem with them. It took me an hour and a half to walk out of the store." Morris Bender sent that from many years ago.
And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And don't forget, Monday is Inauguration Day, and this is the good stuff.